Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, show business has been hit hard by the coronavirus and its economic fallout. Theaters across the country are closed, and many actors have also lost side jobs in the hospitality industry or the gig economy. Sharna Halpern is the owner of Chicago's I.O. Theater, an institution in that city's improv scene, joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
And what is this like for you right now? You guys have suspended all performances until further notice because of coronavirus.
Well, yes, of course. There was a mandate that we had to close, and it's very scary. Our employees are out of work. We're all out of work. I.O. doesn't have an income, and the government says they're going to help us, and so far, they're not. You know, here's my point of view here. Up until now, we've played this lovely game of the game of life, where we had an income, and we all paid, and not just I.O., I'm talking about everyone. We paid our taxes. You know, all that stuff came from the income, and something very unprecedented has happened, and that game of life has got to stop as we know it. And the government, our local government, has to say, you know, we're going to take care of you. Our banks, you know, I work with BMO Harris for my mortgage, and they've been lovely. They stopped and they deferred my mortgage. They said, Sharna, this is our time to shine. And that's what our government has to say. They have to say, we're behind you, just like my bank did.
Is there anything that you're able to do for revenue at this point? Could you do online video content or sales of gift cards?
No, honey, you know, that's not we do online writing classes and stuff, but I'm talking about the fact that I have a property tax of over $100,000. The mayor told us that we have to do a relief program and pay all our employees for 15 days. I have an $80,000 payroll. Where does she expect that money to come from? There's no logic. You know, here are people, they're out of work. The stores are empty for food. People are panicking. They don't know what's going to happen. And what does our government say? Oh, we take care of you. No, we're going to give you 12 extra weeks to pay your taxes. This isn't logical. When we finally open, we're going to need help. It's going to be a while before we're going to get back on track, and they have to help us.
What about the people who you employ or people who come to the I.O. Theater and do shows there? Many of them are waiters or bartenders on the side.
Yes.
They're not getting any income there either.
Right, and they can apply for unemployment, and that's part of the problem. None of the websites are working. They said we can have an SBA loan. Every time you go on to apply for the loan, you get bumped up because there's so many people. I mean, everything is just in chaos.
Do you think you're going to be able to survive this?
I don't know. I hope so. I sure hope so. It depends on whether the local government helps us. All the bills, all the salaries, that comes from our income. We don't have an income, so we have to see if they're really going to help.
Meanwhile, of course, people come to the I.O. Theater to laugh. Is there anything that has made you laugh recently in the midst of all of this?
Not really. You know, right now, I just worry. I really just worry. We need help, and it's really got to be something for everyone. They're going to have to stay for a while, not forever, but just a short moratorium on property tax, on sales tax. We have to be able to get back on our feet. And it isn't just I.O., it's everyone.
That is Sharna Halpern, who is the owner of the I.O. Theater in Chicago, an improv theater there. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.